Many people have occasional neck pain or stiffness. In many cases, it may be due to poor posture, normal wear and tear, or overuse. If you do suffer from neck pain, you know how difficult everyday movements and activities can be. My guest today is Dr. Babak Kamzi. He's an orthopedic surgeon and a member of the medical staff at Corona Regional Medical Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kamzi. What are some of the most common causes of neck pain that you see?
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Neck pain can be caused by many, many different problems, or as we call different pathologies. As you know, in your neck, you have the bones, you have the disc, you have ligaments, and you have muscle. And any one of those can be causing the pain. So as a doctor, as a surgeon, it's my job to figure out what's exactly the cause of the neck pain. And based on that, there are different treatment options that we can try.
People sometimes just have a stiff neck, or even stress can affect neck and shoulder pain. What is a red flag, Dr. Kamzi, that would send someone to see a doctor in the first place?
Well, I would say if your pain is persistent for more than a few days, and if you've tried some of the over-the-counter medications such as ibuprofen or Tylenol, and you don't get any type of relief, that's you probably want to get it checked out. Now, I'm not saying necessarily you need to jump to see a spine surgeon such as myself. You can always see your primary care physician, possibly get some x-rays and be examined by them, and if needed, they can be referred to us. The other thing that's important to pay attention to is if the pain shoots down the arms. If you have neck pain that's associated with tingling, numbness of the fingers, or the pain that's going down to your shoulders or all the way to your hands, at that point, you know, that can be a sign of concern and you need to be evaluated by a specialist.
Are there certain risk factors for neck pain?
Neck pain is really multifactorial. We don't really know what's causing it, but we know that there is a genetic factor to it, and also it depends on people who are working with heavy instruments, or their construction workers, mechanics. A lot of physical activities, they usually tend to have higher rate of neck pain.
Are you seeing more neck pain, Dr. Kamzi, from kyphotic positions, people looking down at their phones, working at their computers? Is that causing an increase in neck problems?
Absolutely. You know, people who have their necks hanging, whether we see it in dentists a lot because their neck is always bent down looking into somebody's mouth, or somebody who does a lot of reading. We see it in students a lot, that do a lot of readings. They can have neck pain. Usually this type of neck pain is related to the muscle of the neck. And the treatment option for this type of neck pain is usually a lot of physical therapy, working on strengthening the muscles, especially the muscles in the back that hold the head up. And a majority of those patients can have very good relief with physical therapy and strengthening of the muscles.
If someone does suffer from neck pain, do you like ice or heat to relieve some of those symptoms?
That's a great question. I get that question a lot. There is really no good scientific evidence on whether ice is better or heat is better. I always tell the patient, try both, whatever works for you. You know, it's really some people like ice better, some people like heat better, and neither one matters. You know, as long as you get good relief with either one, you can try it.
What kind of surgical interventions are available for people who suffer from chronic, very painful neck pain?
I would say, in general, the mainstay of treatment just for neck pain is conservative management, including physical therapy, strengthening, stretching, if it's just neck pain. Now, if the pain starts radiating down the arms and or the patient does not really respond to conservative management, then there are different surgical interventions that can be tried. It really depends on the pathology, but I would say the most common procedure that we do on the neck is a fusion surgery. It's called ACDF, which is anterior cervical discectomy and fusion. That's ACDF. And basically what that consists of is the surgeon will go from the front of the neck and we remove the disc that we think is causing the problem, and we put a spacer where the disc belongs to. That way we can restore the normal anatomy of the cervical spine, and then we put a small plate with some screws on the front of the spine just to keep everything together. That's probably the most common surgery that we do for neck problems. Of course, there are other procedures that can be done depending on different pathology, but that's the most common one.
And what is it like after the anterior cervical discectomy for patients, is then their neck pain gone? Do they feel a little more stiffness? What goes on?
Again, great question. I would say in general, ACDF or anterior fusion of the spine is a very good, successful surgery. A lot of people ask about stiffness. They think because we fused one or two level of their neck, they can be more stiff. Actually, there has been some studies done looking at that, and surprisingly, we see a better range of motion after fusion of the neck. And the reason for that is that when you fuse the bad levels, the patient actually has less pain in their neck, so they're actually able to achieve more range of motion without pain. So the stiffness is usually not a problem after this surgery. Majority of people do very well after this surgery. Some of the more common side effects that we see, a lot of people have some problems swallowing after such procedure, but that's usually transient and it goes away, after about a week or so. But that, I would say that's the biggest complication of this surgery, is difficulty with swallowing. But the results are phenomenal.
What about neck braces?
I recommend neck braces sometimes on what we call PRN basis or as-needed basis. I see some patients who wear the neck brace as soon as they wake up and wear it throughout the day. That is not a good idea. As I said, a lot of times the reason we do have neck pain is because the muscles are weak and that's causing the pain. When you wear a neck brace at all times, what happens, your muscles become lazy and they depend on that brace. So this actually has the exact opposite effect of doing physical therapy. So, even though you may feel good while wearing the brace, it actually has a bad effect on the muscles. It makes the muscles weaker, which is exactly what we don't want. So I don't recommend wearing a brace at all times. But if someone wants to wear it, if they're doing something hard, and strenuous, and they feel like they need that extra support for a few hours, or if they're going for a long drive and they want to wear that because they feel more secure, that I don't have a problem with. But wearing it on a persistent basis, it's not a good idea.
Are there some lifestyle modifications, Dr. Kamsi, that you can recommend? People don't know if they can exercise their neck or what they should be doing to make their neck stronger.
Well, I would say if you do have neck problems, I really encourage you to be trained by a physical therapist. There are different exercises that can be done, but you should really be evaluated and be trained by a professional, by someone who's trained to do this, whether it's a physical therapist or sometimes a chiropractor. And what they do, they usually come up with home exercise program where they train you on what to do and in a safe manner where you can see the best benefit from it.
In just the last few minutes, Dr. Kamsi, what should people with chronic neck pain think about when seeking care?
Well, the way I always tell my patients is that you should see pain is very subjective, and different people have different demands in life. Before you see a surgeon, you should really think about it hard, because as I always say, surgery is injury. So surgery should be saved for those people who have tried everything else, and they just come to this conclusion by themselves that, I just cannot live like this anymore. We take every surgery very seriously, even though the risk of complication from surgery is very, very low, usually less than 1%, we still take it very seriously, and I don't like jumping into surgery. But if someone with chronic neck problems who's tried everything else is thinking about surgery, the question they should ask themselves, can I or can't I live like this for the next 10, 15, 20 years? And if the answer is no, this is making me miserable, it's affecting my activities of daily living, I cannot enjoy doing what I enjoy on a regular basis because of my neck problems, then those should really consider surgery and see a specialist.
And why should they come to Corona Regional Medical Center for their care?
Well, here at Corona Regional Medical Center, we are very well trained. My partner, Dr. Kramer, and I, we do only spine. I'm an orthopedic surgeon. He's a neurosurgeon, but we're both fellowship trained in spine, and we can really tackle any type of problem that a patient can have. As I said before, we are very conservative. We try to reserve surgery as the very last solution. But if it comes down to surgery, we do any type of spine surgery all the time, and we have very good results.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Kamsey. It's such great information. You're listening to Corona Regional Radio with Corona Regional Medical Center. For more information, you can go to coronaregional.com. That's coronaregional.com. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of Corona Regional Medical Center. The hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.